Howdy doody.
This is the Dana and Parks Podcast.
You can yes ma'am me all day long.
Okie dokie.
Dan had some rain, had some hail.
You should have seen Scott freaking out about the hail earlier.
Well, I just got my car back from the shop a week ago.
He's going, God hates me.
Well, it was.
And then the lightning and the thunder last night. Like, I had pets freaking out. I had kids freaking out.
Although, I tell you what, there's nothing better than waking up to a thunderstorm in the morning.
Oh, my God. Is that great? Ever. There's nothing worse than coming to work after you got your car back a week ago from the shop. And all of a sudden you hear...
Oh, it's fine.
And I go, what is that? And Kara looks at me and she goes, I think that's hail. And I go, no. I went all Italian on you, too. I was like, no. And I go to the window and I look out and I'm like, oh. And Kara goes, is it hail? And I go, God hates me.
It's big hail. Big. It's very funny.
I did go out and check the car. I think we're okay.
Oh, well.
I think.
It's all right.
But really. The last time we had that hailstorm, I went out and checked in my car, and I'm like wiping the water off the car, and I'm like, we're good. Walk out the next morning, $6,000 in damage.
Are you serious?
Yes.
My goodness.
Yes.
You know, my mother-in-law almost had her car totaled because of hail damage.
Oh, please.
Totaled.
Are you serious? Yeah. I guess if you had like the softball-sized hail that you see every once in a while.
Hers was, it was everywhere.
I've never understood why hail damage, though, is so expensive. All they do is take a little suction cup machine, and they go... And they just pop it out. Again?
I guess. On some of them, you can't always do that.
Okay, speaking of making a fool out of yourself, Dan Weinbaum in the newsroom just now is posting the video.
No.
Every once in a while, we just get stupid in the newsroom.
Yeah.
Usually about every day around 1 o'clock. And I played a song that we're going to play for all of you here in a minute. And Scott couldn't get the song out of his head.
Mm-mm.
And it really annoys him when he has a song in his head and he can't get it out.
I hate earbuds.
So he starts searching for a more annoying song to be in your head. And he and Dan get into this ridiculous song off. They were playing Love Boat. They were playing the Family Ties theme. Someone played the Macarena.
That was you.
I know. So now we've got all of these songs in our head that we can't get out of our head. And I took some video of Scott dancing to the Love Boat theme. And it's not even Scott dancing that's funny. It's Kara's reaction. She comes in back from the bathroom. And
here's the first one I used to get it out of my head.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on our door.
Stop. Been waiting for you.
Been waiting for you.
I love this song. I had a little crush on Suzanne Somers when I was a kid. I'm not going to lie.
I think every man had a crush on Suzanne Somers when they were a kid.
And when she did the Thighmaster in like 82, I was 11 years old. I'm like, oh no.
What is that?
Women do serve a purpose.
Do you remember? Scott Parks. Do you remember those ads for the Thighmaster? She's like, ooh, so stupid.
Hello.
But the reason this all came about.
Rod, do you remember Suzanne Somers doing the Thighmaster back in the early 80s? And that was the first time you realized what that thing was for?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Squeeze,
you
release.
You could crack
squeeze,
a walnut release. With those thighs. Okay. So the reason we start talking about all of these stupid songs, if you did not see America's Got Talent this week,
good.
Which I'm obsessed with that show. I watch it with my kids every week. It is clean and amazing. They tell the story of this then 14-year-old boy. And he grew up in Detroit, was signed to a record label at age 14 as a rapper. And it shows some of the cheesy rap videos that he was in. And he's surrounded by women and money and bling and other famous rappers at age 14, mind you. Fast forward 3 years to age 17, the record label drops him and he is left with nothing. So he went from a 14-year-old kid with more money than he knew what to do with to a 17-year-old kid living in his mom's basement, depressed, was working odd jobs just to try to stay afloat. And he makes this comment, that was never who I was. I wasn't a rapper. So this young man comes out on stage and I'll just let Scott play it.
Hello, what's your name?
My name is Johnny Manuel.
Okay, tell me a bit about you, Johnny.
Well, I'm from Flint, Michigan, and I've been singing most of my life.
Where have you been singing for most of your life?
I got signed when I was around 14 years old to a record label.
Okay. I presume it didn't work out.
It did not work out. I mean, as a kid, I thought that, you know, I was going to take off and see the stars, and obviously it didn't happen that way.
You still got the dream. What do you hope could happen off the back of this?
Oh, my God. I hope what can happen is that I'm finally able to be who I am and present myself.
So you know right now, Simon Cowell's like, okay, you were signed to a record label, and then they dropped you.
Right, yeah.
Your talent must be limited, okay? However, with that said, Simon Cowell, sounds amazing with that British accent.
What's your name?
He could literally sell me plastic forks that I don't need.
Open my music to the world.
Well, listen, Johnny, I really hope this works out for you.
Thank you. I do too.
Good luck.
Thanks.
Okay, at this point, Simon Cowell's expecting nothing. Whitney song.
Share my life, take me for what I am, 'cause I'll never change all my colors for you. I don't really need to look very much further.
I don't.
I have goosebumps.
I have chills going up and down my spine. That SOB can sing. Jaw was on the floor during this performance. Ladies and gentlemen, Luther Vandross may have died. But I think we found the next one.
So good.
So it's funny.
I have chills and I don't even like that kind of music.
He went from a couple of followers. He's already up to 5,000. And every single mention is drop what you're doing and listen to this performance. He put so much passion into it. I am going to go out on a limb because I've been watching this show and there are some really good acts. Some children who do amazing things. The ventriloquist, we talked about her. I think he's going to win the whole thing, Kara.
Oh, I can believe it.
I mean, and even if, here's the beauty of this, even if he doesn't, the exposure he got from last night, hopefully someone's going to sign this guy and my God, sing anything. Like, he has the voice of an angel.
The fact that he can sing Whitney,
The range you would have
is insane.
As a man or a woman, but I would say as a man specifically, to hit those notes the way he did is unbelievable.
He's fantastic. There's nothing about it, but he's fantastic.
Yeah, I wish him the absolute best. I just think it's a great story. Here's the other deal. You can't imagine having everything handed to you at age 14. I mean, come on. and then you lose it all by age 17. I mean, that is a slap in the face.
Well, and he maybe sucked at rapping, you know. So.
Well, you know, he was in a couple of videos. He was opening for people like Snoop Dogg. You know, he was opening for those people.
Yeah.
This is what he's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's incredible.
So check it out. We just put it on our KMBZ Facebook page as well as our website. It's so cool.
I'm just going to go ahead and guess. Has our text feed got mixed with another radio station?
It's going crazy right now. I have no idea what's going on.
Okay.
It's talking about Terrible Joke Tuesday at the moment, so I have a feeling something's getting refreshed. I don't know what's
going on. Cattle and pig feed lots, boiled eggs, these are all separate texts.
Jamie, will you marry me?
Cigarettes.
Dana types very loud.
No, that's us!
That one is us, yeah.
Grease 2?
You guys just ruined requesting songs. We don't do that here. You might want to call another radio station.
All right, I'm going to log out and log back in.
Something sounds like a maxi pad?
Wait, someone text us at 22980 right now. Just text hi or something and let me see if it comes in.
The lyrics are Jesus has a gun, wrong again. Okay.
What?
I don't know.
And then men.
I think
is
our...
Scott wearing Kelly's panties? No.
No.
I don't think so.
Dana types very loud is definitely us.
That's you. That's definitely.
Well, there's a high.
There's a high. There's okay, a few that's highs. Us. There's some highs. Hi! Oh, there's a lot of highs.
It's very weird.
What's going on with the text line all of a sudden? Hi, Dana.
But hi, thank you. Okay, we're here.
Amy loves you.
Okay, so this hour, Scott said we would look like idiots if we did not talk about what happened overnight on Twitter with the president. I tend to believe on this show we should avoid talking about this particular White House staff person at all costs.
By White House staff person, do you mean the President of the United States?
He is a staff member inside of that White House, yes.
He's also the President.
I think we should avoid talking about that at all costs. We'll let you guys weigh in. I really don't think we should go there. I think we can mention...
We don't talk about the President and his tweets this morning about Mika Brzezinski?
I think it's even below him to say what he said. I think it would be below us to give him any attention for what he did. Because what are you going to say? No one's going to say, oh, that was spot on.
Oh, you'd be surprised what I'm getting on Twitter.
Him making fun of a woman is spot on.
I have some Trump trolls who are saying he is right on. And you had Sarah Huckabee Sanders today. I was listening to the news conference, the press briefing, where she says, we fight fire with fire. Well,
by making fun of women?
He's the President of the United States. He is to be held to a higher standard. Somebody says, Scott, your ego's writing checks your body can't cash. Oh, son, I've known that for years. That's not breaking any news. Two torn meniscus and a body that just doesn't feel like it's 46 anymore? Okay, give me something I don't know. Rod, your body writes checks it can't cash. Your ego's stuff.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. Yeah, it's called getting older, Texter.
Never thought I would say this. I agree with Dana.
About what?
Not talking about it.
If they don't want to talk about it, we won't talk about it. But my God, how long are we going to be ostriches here? How long are we going to just bury our head in the sand on this idiot? And I am a Republican. How many?
I think 4 more years.
3.5, right? 3.5.
Well, it'll take a while to get it out of everybody.
Yeah, okay. 576-7798.
Are you stale and out of touch? If your company relies on old school marketing, let Something Different show you how to open the door to new sales. Something Different's advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Call us now to discuss your marketing efforts at 816-753-8000. That's 816-753-8000. Or visit online at somethingdifferent.com.
Fails and mistakes. Streets are blue. Almond looks that chill divine. Some silken moment goes on forever, and we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me. Mystify me. I need perfection.
selection that tangles me.
All right, here we go. I support Trump, but don't waste your breath talking about the stupid tweets that he does. It is a waste of time and energy. You may be right. U.S. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins of Kansas. For many of you within the listening area, those of you outside of Johnson County primarily, she is your congresswoman. U.S. Congresswoman Lynn Jenkins chastising President Donald Trump for derogatory tweets about an MSNBC host's appearance today, saying that the president should work to empower women instead. Trump and White House social media director Dan Scavino launched a series of tweets attacking MSNBC hosts Joe Scarborough and Mika Brzezinski this morning. The president said that the Morning Joe hosts speak badly about him. That's true. And then in a pair of tweets said that the cable hosts came, quote, to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me, and that Brzezinski was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said, no, that's actually not true. They did stay there, and they did have a private meeting with the president. But here is the entire tweet. It had to come out in two tweets because of the number of characters. And I want to remind you, as you listen to this tweet, it's one thing if Rush Limbaugh says something derogatory about Chelsea Clinton, like when she's walking a dog, you can't tell which dog is walking the dog. It's something else if a radio talk show host or a TV talk show host says something derogatory about a public official. When you hear these tweets, remember, this is the president of the United States. He writes, I heard, and this was at 5:58 this morning, by the way. I heard poorly rated Morning Joe speaks badly of me. Don't watch anymore. Then how come low IQ crazy Mika, along with psycho Joe, came to Mar-a-Lago three nights in a row around New Year's Eve and insisted on joining me? She was bleeding badly from a facelift. I said no. That is your president of the United States. Now, before everybody says, well, he has to fight fire with fire, or if he gets punched, he punches back 10 times harder. By the way, Melania Trump, shame on you.
Today. Isn't her platform bullying?
Cyberbullying. Cyberbullying.
You could not make this stuff up. That's always what just, how can she go out from the very beginning of his campaign with a straight face and say she's here to stop cyberbullying? Pick something else, Melania. Pick breast cancer, ovarian cancer, clean water for other third world countries. I mean, pediatric hospitals. She could do so much good with that platform. Cyberbullying has to be taken off the table.
Mm-hmm. It's amazingly ironic. What else is incredible is that this, I took a much more verbal tone out in the newsroom. I'm going to try to maintain and control myself today. But I will say what I said on Twitter today. If I can say it on Twitter, I guess I can say it on the radio. I'm embarrassed that this man is my president, and I am a registered and devout member of the Republican Party. When he was nominated as my party's nominee, I thought about leaving the party, and then I decided, no, I will not. I will stand with my party. I am embarrassed as a member of the Republican Party, of which I have been a member for a long time. I am embarrassed that this man is my president. Shame on him for the things that he said today. And let me tell you something. Before you fire back with, you've got to fight fire with fire, or he has to punch back 10 times harder. Can you imagine how many times Rush Limbaugh said horrible things about Barack Obama? And Barack Obama never fired back. You know why? Because Rush Limbaugh was beneath him. There are standards for this office. You want respect, you earn it. You don't demand it. Shame on Donald Trump. He is an embarrassment to this office. And he is embarrassing this country. And if that loses me a couple of listeners, you know what? I will go to the unemployment line with my head held high. I am ashamed. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Dana and Parks.
Facebook advertising starts at $5 a day. At Something Different Media Group, our advertising experts can get your products in front of the right audience. Something Different can help you advertise on Facebook, Google, YouTube, local TV, and more. Something Different's approach is simple. We learn about your business, and then we get to work. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
Take your texts meanly.
I told you. We have a thousand other things we can talk about today.
And we will.
Why would you want to do that?
Because I'm not going to sit by and ignore what is really going on in this world anymore. And we are not a political talk show, but we do sometimes delve into the world of politics. Not unlike Rush Limbaugh, for example. On our sister station is a political talk show. From time to time, he delves into sports when he wants to. That's not to say we're not going to get into something more lighthearted, a little bit more fun. But from the text line, Scott Parks, I'm very disappointed in you because I usually find you very level-headed and very mature, but your attitude towards President Trump is atrocious. And I think this is the same person, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, you change back to being a Republican. You still didn't vote for Donald Trump. You're right, I didn't. You still have hatred for Donald Trump. I wouldn't call it hatred, but strong dislike. But you kind of say he's your president, but you don't really fully support him. You're right, I don't. But the minute he retaliates against the press, which has called his wife a hooker, attacked his son, accused him of incest with his daughter, you don't say S. Call me out on this. I dare you. I will. I'll gladly call you out on this. The reference to Melania Trump being a hooker, which we all know she is not. She's a beautiful young lady, is an off-the-cuff, not even in print comment from a New York Times reporter. He was suspended and rebuffed by the New York Times for that comment. Regarding his son, that was Chris Matthews and a handful of others on MSNBC, which is predominantly but not exclusively a liberal news network. And shame on them for that. Shame on them for even remotely thinking that Barron Trump is grounds for a comment. Now, you're going to say, well, you said something about him. We pointed out what other people were saying about him and then chastised them for it. There is a difference. There were people on the night that Donald Trump fairly won the presidency who was saying that he looked like a kid with autism. We pointed that out and we called them out on it and we shamed them for it. That's not the same thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
However, I would remind all that the presidency is the most powerful position on this planet. It is not a job for a child or someone who acts like a child when they're 70 years old. This man needs to grow thick skin. He cannot get out of his own way. For whatever reason, I don't know. And let me preface all of this by saying, and for those of you who, I can't believe it, he hates Trump. I don't hate Trump. I want Trump to be successful. Unlike Rush Limbaugh, who wanted Barack Obama to be unsuccessful, I want Donald Trump to be successful, even though I didn't vote for him or Hillary. If he's successful, then you're successful. And I'm successful. Yeah. I want this guy to win. I want him to be successful. But on a day where they announced a major overhaul on immigration and illegal immigration in this country.
We could be talking about that.
On a day where John King on CNN at 11 o'clock this morning opened the show by ripping up his show notes. He was going to open with the president and what's going on in the House today. and the illegal immigration bill that they're about to pass this afternoon.
Now, his supporters would say that is still what we should be focusing on. The problem is, and you've always said this, Scott,
the president can't get out of his own way. If that's what he wanted us to focus on, how about tweeting this at 5:58 this morning? Can't wait to hear the debate in the House about the illegal immigration bill, making America great again.
Yeah.
Making America safe again. But no, he has to write about Mika Brzezinski, an alleged facelift that she didn't have, calling her low IQ, calling Joe Scarborough psycho. The man is crazy. I mean, it boggles the mind. He can't get out of his own way. And those of you who truly support Donald Trump, look inside yourself. If your child had tweeted that out to somebody that they didn't like in their high school, talking about their facelift, that they're psycho, that they're low IQ, if you wouldn't tolerate that from your 15-year-old son or daughter talking about somebody that they didn't like in high school, why would you tolerate that from your president? And don't even. Fight fire with fire. Okay. Helen in Kansas City. Hello, Helen.
Hi.
Hi.
You know what? I wish you all would quit talking about Trump all the time. Jamie and Wicket are like a dog with a bone. They just shake and shake and shake. I will not listen to them anymore. They're very boring. Every subject they get on, they go on and on and on. Please don't just drop this subject today, would you please?
Well, Helen, can I ask you a couple of quick questions?
Sure.
Okay. You said, I wish you wouldn't talk about Trump all the time. This is the first time that this show has talked and even mentioned the name Donald Trump in over 2 weeks.
Yeah,
we actually have not talked about Trump in 2 weeks.
But when you do, you go on and on and on.
I don't know that that's accurate. We're going to leave this topic here probably in about 3 or 4 minutes.
Good.
No, wait, Helen. You vote, I can tell in your tone, you're a Trump supporter.
Yeah, well, yes, I am. But, you know, I don't see any point in downgrading him all the time.
Then why can you defend what he tweeted out this morning?
No, I'm not going to defend that, but he has had many, many jabs ever since he got into presidency. And, you know, it's not right for him to do that, but just let it go.
Why?
There's nothing you can do about it.
If he's
going to hang himself, then so be it.
But see, what's amazing is that you're taking your frustration regarding Trump's behavior out on us and not out on him.
Well, no, I'm taking it out on mainly on Jamie and Wicket.
Well, Jamie and Wicket aren't here, and you can't bash them if they're not here to defend themselves. You can bash us all you want.
Well, I don't get a chance to call your number.
Well,
when
Helen, let's not get off track here.
Okay.
You cannot defend what the president said this morning, can you?
No.
Okay. But you want us to leave it alone.
Right.
If Barack Obama had tweeted out something like that, would you want us to do 4 hours on it?
Well, I wouldn't want to listen to anything about Barack Obama. He did nothing while he was president except play golf.
You do realize that Donald Trump is doing nothing but playing golf right now.
He is not.
Oh, Helen,
stop.
He's played golf about 25 more times already than Barack Obama did his entire presidency. That's true.
Helen, stay on the line because I'm not going to try to embarrass you, but I'm going to try to point out something that's obvious.
Okay. He has played
the president plays golf every weekend. You do realize that, right?
Well, every weekend, so what? Everybody gets a day off once in a while.
Well, when do you think Barack Obama played golf?
Just about every day.
Helen, stop. Stop. You don't believe that, do you?
Yes, I do.
You think, I'm not going to just hang up on her. Absolutely not. You really believe that Barack Obama played golf all the time and that Donald Trump is not playing golf all the time?
You said on weekends he's entitled to a day off to play golf if he wants to.
And that's when Barack Obama played golf and he was roundly criticized by people like yourself, and fairly, I would add.
Every time I turned on the news, he was out playing golf, usually in California.
Oh, gosh.
So what I'm hearing from you, Helen, and this is fine if that's your opinion, it's okay for Donald Trump to play golf, but not for Barack Obama to play golf.
I said on the weekends, everybody's entitled to a day off. If he wants to play golf, spend time
Helen,
with his family.
Helen, that is when Barack Obama played golf.
Well, I don't think so, but, you know, I'm not going to argue that point with you.
Okay.
This is why we can't talk about this. And quite frankly, Scott, it just gets us nowhere. His supporters don't care that Donald Trump has played golf 400% more than his predecessor. You'll never get Helen to admit that this was a disastrous
election. This is what's wrong with America.
Election. She's not going to admit it.
It wasn't a disastrous election. America,
yes, it was.
America got what they wanted. They had two absolutely horrible candidates.
I don't disagree with that.
And they chose what they consider to be the lesser of two evils. But you can't sit there, Helen, with a straight face. My God. Honey, stop watching so much damn Fox News. Listen to this. According to a tracker put together by NBC News, this was written earlier this month, of the 153 days that Trump has been in office, 29 have been spent on a golf course. During his first 100 days in office, Obama made one trip to a golf course compared to 19 for Trump. Let me read that again.
One.
During his first 100 days in office, Barack Obama made one trip to a golf course compared to 19 for Trump. This despite Trump saying during a campaign rally in October, I'm going to be working for you. I'm not going to have time to play golf. I mean, it's almost like I'm beating my head up against a wall. I want Trump to win. I want Trump to be successful. But damn it, get out of your own way. Don't wake up at 5:58 in the morning and make some sexist comment about Mika Brzezinski getting a facelift she never got and bleeding from her face when she came to Mar-a-Lago, which is true. She did come to Mar-a-Lago with Joe Scarborough around New Year's Eve. That is true. You did meet with them privately in your office there, by the way. I would remind you of that. And then call them low IQ. My God, grow some thick skin. Learn how to take a verbal beating. But Helen, I'll read it to you one more time.
I almost want to podcast Helen.
During his first 100 days in office, Obama made one trip to a golf course compared to 19 for Trump.
Are there 19 weekends in a month? Scott, let it go. This is why I hate talking about this. It gets us nowhere. We've done our little rant. You got it off your chest about Twitter. We're moving on.
I'm done. Go, Rod.
576-7798-22980 is the text line. More of your phone calls, your text straight ahead.
Email marketing is an inexpensive way to communicate to your customers. Something different will help you reach your goals and audience. Like everything else in life worth a hill of beans, email marketing takes effort. Put the right team in charge of your email marketing. Put something different in charge of your email marketing. Your brand is worth it. Call Something Different now to talk about your business, your goals, and how we can use the internet to grow your business. Call Something Different now at 816-753-8000 for a free evaluation. That's 816-753-8000.
I've been thinking about my thoughtless words. I know just how much they must have hurt, and I take it back.
Oh, Rod, I like this. What is this?
Won't you let me take it back?
Song's called I Was Wrong. Chris Stapleton.
I love it.
No, I told you that I don't look.
He may be the savior of country music, I'm telling you right now.
So good.
I'd be better off.
Story here from CNN.com, Bleacher Report, really.
I take it back.
Here's an interesting question. Should you be released from prison if you have cancer?
What did you do?
Maybe you covered up for a guy who was banging kids.
No.
Former Penn State Athletics Director Tim Curley wants his prison sentence changed.
Yeah, I'm sure he does.
To house arrest and work release after a medical review showed that he has lung cancer and liver damage. On Wednesday, the Center Daily Times reported that Curley, who received 7 to 23 months of prison for failing to report the Jerry Sandusky sexual assault scandal, has filed a court motion to change the punishment due to his health.
How?
The filing noted the diagnosis, quote, makes him susceptible to infection and to illness, Dana, and that he should be released from prison.
No. Sorry, and no. Think about the Manson murderer.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Krimwinkel, I think? Who late in her life had cancer, and they can ask for a compassionate hospice type release.
Right.
I believe right up until the end, she was denied.
Did she die?
One of them
is dying.
I forget which one of them, but one of them has, and I think one of them is still in prison because she was just denied parole again. I'm sorry. I would not wish lung cancer on anyone or liver problems. I'm sure you would drink a lot if you were covering up for a friend who was banging children. That would probably drive you to abuse some substance of some kind.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want us to say here?
Should you be released from prison because you have cancer?
And for what crime? Because this one is just off the table. I mean, if you murder somebody, I'm sorry, no. But what
sucks
if it's,
to, it kind of sucks to be you. Yeah.
What if it's a low? What if it's a? What if it's white collar?
Good question. We'll continue just a moment here on Dana and Parks.